And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. That's where we're going to get a great glimpse of God trying to teach us the simplest wisdom. After the 6 days of creation, God rested. God is omnipotent. Therefore, he does not need to rest. God chose to rest. Well, why would God choose to rest on the seventh day, Dave? Because he's establishing an example for us to follow. I give a shout out to Pastor Robert Morris for his book, Take the Day Off, which is about how God inserted the rest day for our benefit. The best commentator on the Bible is the Bible. Take a look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Next, and he breathed into the man the breath of life, and man became a living being. Job states, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Job 33:4. There is zero question that the breath that came from God is the Holy Spirit. The same breath that God poured into Adam is living in you, from Adam, but again, also from Jesus Christ. That is why, in fact, you are born again, because Jesus was the second Adam. And finally, at the center of the garden, which was a portion of Eden, not all of Eden, there were two trees. There was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. At the center of the existence of mankind is a choice.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, noive, so much more. Okay? Remember this. It's not professional radio. Okay? You can ask Jacob. You can ask me. You can ask Jennifer. You can ask Don. You can ask any of the thousands of listeners we have. Any of the people that have ever listened to the show ever. It ain't professional radio. It's just radio. And so we're asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. So again, whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas or whether you're in Detroit, whether you're in Argentina or whether you're in Canada, you can reach out to us. You can email us live during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show too, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us live during the show. Like now, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Aww.
That's so sweet.
Talking to David is like not having COVID.
If you're talking to me, I don't have it, right? Now, you guys can tell my voice is a little, it's on the thinner side. I need till Wednesday. That's what happens. Just people are wondering, what happens? That right there. You don't talk. You know, that's really what you got to watch. All right, a couple things to tell you. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Great. Call up right now. I'm not kidding. You think I'm kidding? Call right now. We'll pray for you right now. You know, if everything's perfect in your life, then I guess you don't have a prayer request. It's that simple. Maybe you've got a praise report. Let me just ask you this. Has God done anything for you in the last, 30 years that you think, hey, I should probably say thank you for that and let other people hear it? Why other people should hear it is because it blesses them. It blesses the person who shares it, and it gives glory to God. Wow. That's three benefits in sharing a testimony. It gives glory to God. It blesses the person who shares it because it reinforces the testimony, and it blesses people who hear it because they have encouragement that God is active. Isn't that great? That's for a praise report, for a prayer request. Maybe you got a question. Sergio called up, asked a question. I don't always have the answers. I'm not that smart. But I am Jewish, so I'll give you an answer one way or another. So just remember who I am. It's very simple. Two Jews, three opinions. Here I am. Bottom line is you can just share something. Maybe the Lord showed you something. Maybe you have an answer to Bible trivia. Maybe. Here's your question. How many years did Jacob work for Laban? Was it 20, 30, or 15 years that he worked for Laban? This is Genesis 31:38. If you're looking for a particular point to land on, again, Genesis 31:38. How many years did Jacob work for Laban? Was it 20, was it 30, or was it 15? So you have that opportunity to answer that question via calling 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I don't know what that meant. Again, is it 20, 30, or 15 years? Genesis 31:38. Check the references to make sure you got it correct if you are not sure. Somebody on the line ready to answer? Yes? No?
Not a trivia, but a prayer request.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let's send them through. Absolutely. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary in Corsicana.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. You got a prayer request, my bro?
Yeah. I'm asking the Lord for the right words. I heard you on the radio, and you said, if you have a prayer request, call right now. And I felt, well, it's kind of selfish. I can do something maybe, but I'm concerned about my wife. She's at home. I work all the time, and she's at home, and she's on oxygen and has been for years now. And her bed and everything, our bed is right there in this area of the house where it's begun to leak into the house under the flooring. And she'll call me when it does, and I don't know exactly what to do about that, but
prayer. No, what's your wife's...
I've got a shop vac I'm bringing home. I'm going to suck some water up and see how that works. I thank the Lord for the house. I got it from my mom, and we inherited it, but it's an old frame house, and the floor is falling in. But I am grateful. Thank the Lord,
brother.
But
let me ask you,
her to have to deal with that.
What's your wife's name?
Sheila.
Sheila. All right, Gary. Are you doing okay? You kind of stressing though a little bit for yourself too, right? I mean, you're kind of like...
one thing and then another, but I trust the Lord with it all. But
I know.
I'm kind of like juggling plates sometimes.
I feel you on that. It's like the spinner. Remember the plate spinners on the old
plates. Yeah, that's what I'm at. Yeah.
Ed Sullivan shows. Like, okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Let me pray over you and let me pray over Sheila, okay?
I appreciate it, sir.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I just thank you for my brother. And I am asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak peace to his heart, because it is so frustrating when the winds and the waves, when the winds make their noise and the waves push things around. I just pray that the peace that passes all understanding would keep his heart and mind in you, and that he would be centered in you and not distracted, not stressed, but just confident in your faithfulness. And we're also praying for Sheila because, Lord, she's in oxygen. It's not a good situation. It's having an impact on their home where they're living. And she's been there for a long time, Lord. We are asking for a bubble of protection, a hedge of protection around her right now safety issue so that she is safe, that she is secure.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we are asking you for wisdom beyond the norm for our brother so that he can know the best way to approach it. He doesn't even know what to do. His eyes are on you, just like Jehoshaphat. But he needs your help. So grant him not just that peace, but the wisdom that passes all understanding so that he can also get the divine insight as to what to do, how to best handle this situation, and that there could be rest for both of them. Give them grace and mercy. We all pray this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, my brother. Amen. You keep us posted, and we will keep praying for you and for Sheila, and you let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, brother. I love you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you. All of your whole team. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So you guys got to be praying for Gary. You got to be praying for Sheila, right? So you got to be doing that because Gary from Corsicana. Don't forget. So you got to be praying for him on a regular basis, praying for them to have wisdom in their situation, you know? It's one of those things where we pray and people are like, gosh, well, you know, don't you, could you give them money? If I could give everybody every ounce of money, I would. I wouldn't even blink. But that's not the situation we're in. And sometimes the Lord allows those situations so that we are fully dependent on him. People are like, no. Oh, yes. Just read the scripture. You'll see. Can't get away from it. Okay? All right. Trivia question. We'll do our DNA. Give you another chance on the trivia question real quickly. And I want to make sure everybody double checks just to make sure that you got the right answer. How many years did Jacob work for Laban? Is it 20, 30, or 15? Your answer, by the way, is in Genesis 31:38. 31:38. So it's one period of time for one girl, one period of time for another girl, and then another period of time to get for the rest from him. All right, so which one is that? You have a chance to answer if you think you know. 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. For the first time live in 5 days, we will now do the DNA. Yay. I'll tell you one thing. When I was in COVID, I got to say one thing. And I do remember this. There's just nobody better to have COVID with than my wife. I mean, we just, you know, you were there 5 days, right? So it's not like we have a perfect relationship. Let's not get weird. But we had like one disagreement spat that lasted about 30 minutes. But 5 days, you know, 24/7 with each other. And we just... It wasn't a vacation, but it's kind of how I want the vacation to be. It's like, that's close. And I'd like to do this without sickness. You know, this is like, that's closer. Anyway, so I'm so thankful that the Lord has given me such a blessing in life. I've got a great, great wife and a great, great audience and great people that pray for me. All right, DNA. DNA is your building blocks. It's very important that you do this. You pay attention to this, and this is something you have to activate in your life. Kind of like breathing. DNA. D stands for a draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, again, I just want to make sure everybody goes, I went into the Greek. No, I didn't. I'll tell you when I do, but I didn't. I just know that daily means every day that ends with Y. That's what I know. So every day you get closer to the Lord. It's like, well, can you get closer and closer and closer? You'll be done getting closer to the Lord when either there's a corporate trumpet and everybody's there, or there's an individual trumpet, and you're there. Then until then, you keep getting closer to the Lord. Don't tell me I'm so close. You're not that close. You'll always have a distance between you and him until it's severed forever, which is what you want. You want to be with him forever like that. So draw closer to the Lord daily. Never think you've reached your goal of this is all I ever have to do. Nope. Number two. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. How often? Never. How often? Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Ever. Ever. Luke 9:26. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you and when I return in glory with the Father. I'm like, oh, that's not good. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
So how important is serving? Serving is a direct reflection of Jesus Christ. That's just can't say that any clearer. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He came to give his life a ransom for many. He came to enable us to have a connection with the Father through the work of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and have peace in our relationship. And in that blessing, he is asking all of us to get past ourselves, to be selfless, not selfish, and to care about others. And when you do that, you release more power in your life than you could ever imagine. Isn't that cool? That's just cool. So, D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus' words. A, always be ready to serve. Here is your answer for your trivia question. Then we'll take our break. How many years did Jacob work for Laban? Was it 20, 30, or 15? And the answer is 20. 7 for one gal. Uh-huh. 7 for the next gal. Uh-huh. 6 to wind it all up together. Genesis 31, 38. 20 total years. We'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus, and as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. where I've been live on the air for 45 minutes and haven't taught a single thing that I was originally intending to teach, which tells you how things go.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you guys just don't know. This is like the Lord going, you're back. I'm like, okay, I guess I am. Thank you. A couple things. We are going to do Jake's take, not quite yet, because it's sadder for more people than happier for more people. Well, maybe happier for the host, but we'll get into that later. I do want to make a quick mention. So we have hundreds of texts that come in. And if you text me, okay, and there's a lot of people that text me, and they're always concerned, like, oh, I hope you didn't take that wrong, or I hope that wasn't offensive. You don't have to do that, okay? Brothers and sisters in Christ, give each other the benefit of the doubt always. Now, if there's something that comes my way and I don't get it, I might write you a question mark, or I might say, what was this? Or, you know, but don't freak, don't worry. It is always assumed. And yes, misspellings happen all the time, and the wrong pictures come in all the time. So for those that get overly concerned, don't be overly concerned. It's okay. All right? We're just doing this together. What we're trying to do is encourage one another and strengthen one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. That's all we're doing. So you don't, it's like there's not a perfection-y thing here. Just be yourself. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to say that because I know some people get real concerned. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I assume you guys are, you know, if the people that don't like me, they speak with a different spirit. I kind of already know that. That's kind of a nice way to say that. All right. Next trivia question. Ooh, here we go. Let's see if you can get this one. The Ark of the Covenant was made of what material? Was it wood, gold, or bronze? The Ark of the Covenant was made of what material? Was it wood, gold, or bronze? Not what was over there. What was it made of? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Your reference, so what it's made of, not was put over it, but what it was made of, your reference is Exodus 37:1, right? 37:1. So I'm looking for the core material. I can't say that any different. It's kind of a weird question. I'm actually going to give some room on this, but if you answer strictly from watching Indiana Jones, then you're on your own. I'm not giving you any help on that one, okay? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. Additionally, 214-210-8483 is the text. david@hemustincrease.org is, in fact, the email. We'll do a brief Jake's take. Let's do that real quickly. All right, Jake, from a football perspective, my friend, what do we have?
Well, we are pretty close to the Super Bowl, as there are only four teams left in the NFL. And David, like you mentioned earlier, being a happy host, one of them never thought I'd see the day. I'll say that. Is the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit
making
Lions.
The conference championship.
Incredible. I mean, let's just be honest about it. I have a very good friend, Rob Lafler. I've brought him up on the show many, many times. Rob, in fact, is a L.A. Rams fan, so mm-hmm. We were going back and forth on that game, and he texted me on yesterday, and one thing that is absolutely true, the Lions are there so much fun to watch. I mean,
yes.
You don't even know, even if you don't root for them, it's like you just have no idea what's going to happen, and you're just like, can these guys do this? It's almost like every time they play, you're thinking, can they win? Can they win?
It's amazing. I was thinking about it yesterday when I was watching them play. They almost have like a underdog type of feeling to them.
Yeah.
I mean, because they don't have really like the standout star player. They just have multiple good players on the team. So, yeah, they are fun to watch. And that's who I'm pulling for to hopefully win the Super Bowl because they have the underdog feel. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. So you got Kansas City, Baltimore. You got Detroit and San Francisco. We'll see what happens.
Yep. That'll be a tough game. That game is in San Francisco.
That's going to be a tough game. Yeah. I mean, if they win but see me, I've said all along to you, Baltimore looks. Baltimore looks like we don't care. That's how they look. We don't care. Yeah, we don't care if there's two teams. We're playing.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Four teams left, and the winner of this weekend is going to the Super Bowl. So will it be the Lions? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, very good job on Jake's take. We're going to go into the teaching because I got to start some of this because some of you guys are like, you ever going to teach what you were setting up to teach? I'm trying. Okay. By the way, again, the Ark of the Covenant was made of what material? Is that wood, gold, or bronze? And we're looking for the core material. I guess I should have said that. I do want to do this in Genesis chapter 2. I want to make sure at least we get this part going because this is super, super, super important. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. So the creation of the heaven and the earth and everything in them was completed. Verse 2, on the seventh day, having finished his task, God rested from all his works. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy because it was the day that he rested from his work of creation. So just stop. If you don't take a Sabbath break, are you going to hell? No. I mean, come on. You've read Colossians. Judge no man in regards to a new moon, a Sabbath day, a holiday, any celebration. You don't do that. That's just not something you do. Number two. Even with the Sabbath and with under Moses, the priests still worked on the Sabbath. So calm down. Okay, that's my next statement. But number three is the point of it. The Ten Commandments, there's three commandments. First three are towards the Lord directly. The fourth one is for us. And the fifth through the tenth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, nine, ten are for our dealings with other people. So it's three for God, one for us, six for other people, which shouldn't surprise anybody because we need twice as many dealing with other people because how other people are annoying. And we'll get to that person just so to have him hang on for a second. But here's what I want you to get. And that was a joke about the annoying partly. Anyway, here's the key. The key is God set it in motion as an example. So I'll just ask you this question. You know God didn't rest because he was tired. He's omnipotent. That's impossible. So why did he do it? He did it for us. He did it so that we would chill. He did it so that we would not live to pay rent or pay this or do this. He did it so that we would stop. The seventh day, the Sabbath, is essential for you to understand and appreciate that God is the one who's trying to say, hey, one out of seven don't. Now again, your world's you're not going to become a marshmallow because you worked on the Sabbath. Okay, those are the ceremonial law is done. There's the moral law, the civil law, and the ceremonial law. Jesus fulfilled and then destroyed the ceremonial law. That's why the circumcision is not a requirement. It's just that simple. The civil law keeps going and growing with society. The moral law became much more intense in the New Testament because now not only if you murdered somebody are you in trouble, but if you hate somebody, you're in trouble. Okay, so now that's completely even worse than before, right? But the point of the rest is for you. If God designed your body, and he did, do you think he knows what you might need in your body? Do you think he has an idea this would be really good for your body? Do you think he did that because he was bored and just wanted to have it come out to seven because seven's a cooler number than six? No. It's because God is trying to communicate to you and I that we need to rest. Even Jesus said to his disciples, come be apart and rest a while. And some of us go 24/7. 7 days a week. And it's not good for us. It's not the right thing. It's not what God designed you for. And I think that the Sabbath does one thing that people forget. It helps us to refocus and realign with what our priorities are. And your priority is not work. Your priority is your relationship with God.
And if that comes out of it, then you have done well. But if you ignore it, you do it to your own detriment. So think of it that way. I know, so I'm bad at this. This is terrible. Yeah, type A personality is terrible, right? But I need it. And even the land needed the Sabbath. Think about that. If the land needed a Sabbath, how much more responsive should we be at the command of God? Okay, that makes sense. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you're all right.
I am all right, all better. I even took a I took a COVID test this morning. It was negative, so it was positive. I took three tests on Wednesday because I didn't believe it. I'm just one of those people. I don't show it to me again. Prove it. You know. Anyways, but I'm doing great now. So, and back in the saddle again. So that's good. All right, here
awesome.
We go. You ready for this one? The Ark of the Covenant was made of what? Primarily, what material? Was it wood, gold, or bronze?
I think it was gold.
Okay, it was overlaid with gold, but what was overlaid?
Wood.
That is correct, I know! It's either Arcadia or Shittim wood is what they call. It's the same type of wood. It's then overlaid with gold. And the one thing I didn't want people to do is think, well, I saw Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it looked like it had a lot of gold on it. It's like, no.
Well, I knew I had seen a church made a copy of it one time, and it was made out of wood. And they put gold, it wasn't real gold, but, you know, brass or whatever around it to make it look like it. But anyway, I knew it was wood, but I just went, well, I bet it's gold.
See, you knew the right answer. I'm going to give that one to you because you were just thinking, that's just weird that it would just be made of wood. Nope, that's what it was, wood, simple wood, but then overlaid with gold. Just like us, we're like wood, and then by the grace of God, overlaid with gold. That's us.
Hey. Hey, David, doesn't the word Sabbath actually mean rest?
Yes, yeah. So it's funny because Sabbath means rest and Noah means rest, which is really rather kind of a humorous element. And one of the reasons that Noah was named Rest is because they believed that he would bring rest, which is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
So which is hilarious. But the element that, you know, it gets into the legalism, but it's like, here's God like going, hey, if you eat this fudge brownie once a month, it'll help you think better. And all of us going, no. It's like, what is wrong with us? Right? It's like God trying to help us.
Wouldn't that be great if that were true?
Oh, yes, yes, it would. Yes, it would.
All right. Well, thank you. And y'all have a good afternoon. God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye. Oh, she's so funny. So funny. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KWAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
This KWAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
Teaching time. I don't know how we're going to do the breaks, Gabriel, so I'll just look at me. I'll let you know. I mean, this is the best I can tell you. Because I'm going to teach you something that I hope I there's no way I can teach this. I can't teach the worth. I can't teach the value. But I'm going to do my best to share with you my heart in this process. As American people, as people who live in America, we have been granted the right to pursue happiness. And I want to make sure you understand what this means. We have a preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, and the preamble to the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, I do want to point out it does not say life, liberty, and the provisions of or for happiness. In other words, the rights that we have in the preamble is that we get to pursue happiness, not that it's provided for us by the government. So that's kind of an important point for people to recognize. It would be nice if they quit trying to quote our founding fathers and then say they're entitled to something because of that provision, because it never says that.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Excuse me. Let's see. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here we go. Get ready for your next trivia question. Let's see how people do on this. I have a feeling many of you will get this correct. How many chapters in the book of Revelation? Yeah, I'm not even giving you your reference point, the book of Revelation. How many chapters in the book of Revelation? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. Send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Let's see. Don't forget giving, always a good thing to do because we run by donations. We're a nonprofit organization. And how am I supposed to fuel my Learjet if you guys don't give? Oh, wait. How am I supposed to? It's really, how am I supposed to put gas in my car if you don't give? That would be a little bit more accurate. Oh, by the way, today's drive, I don't know if you had a, did you have a tough drive today? Was it raining when you drove in?
Yeah, it was raining pretty good. It wasn't too tough, but. Definitely was driving slower than usual.
Yeah, it was like a 50-minute, you know, I was kind of like Noah arcing. It was kind of like, you know, when you hit the things and there's so much water on the road that you know you just drenched the car next to you. It goes, I was doing that.
I skid, it wasn't too bad, but I skid a little bit. And you always have those when you're driving in the rain where your tires just go, well, here you go.
Yeah, this is what it's like driving on a lake. Good luck. Anyway, going back to that, though, if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for people to be praying for us. I would rather, if you can't give, I would ask you, I'd petition you to pray for us. We need the prayers, okay? Here's our scripture, though, that we do use. The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as his own heart has decided, not reluctantly. Hello? Nor under compulsion, hello, for God loves a cheerful giver. Just that simple. Check it out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
You know, after hearing that, I think Roger Marsh was correct. He said, your show's kind of out there. I think he's right.
Just one time, yeah. We should have it where you go, here's what's coming up on today's experience, and then we hit that, and then it goes into the intro.
oh,
people. All right. You guys know we have Michael Youssef book. We're giving away one book a show. I haven't mentioned it yet because I'm still getting back in the swing of things, so just be patient. We have a individual copy of Michael Youssef book, but the only way to get the book is to call. Okay, let me make sure you get this, okay? You can call and answer a trivia question, or you can call when Jacob's not on the phone, and then he will take down your address, and then we will send you a book at the end of the week. We're not going to send them out every day. This is one day a week. We're not going to do that to Jennifer. That's not nice. But Michael Youssef has a new book, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depended on It or Depends on It. So we encourage you to get that if you have not had that. All those kind of books, I think books are really encouraging and blessing. It's not more important than the Bible, but it can help you get more intricate in the Bible, and that's always a good thing. Right? So any book that helps you draw closer to the Lord, helps you operate more in the fruit of the Spirit, anything like that that helps you draw in, devotional, theological, study-wise, story-wise, doesn't even matter. If it's something that enables you to draw in, it's worthy. That's the key. That's your test, right? And some books are just fun. It's okay because laughing is okay. All right. Trivia question. What was the trivia question? Oh, how many chapters are in the book of Revelation? Look in the book of Revelation to figure that out. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org, to the next segment I'm going in our teaching, and that is this. And this is a huge, we're getting into two huge theological things. So we are in Genesis chapter 2, and we're picking it up basically about verse 4. It says this: "This is an account of the creation of the heavens and the earth." Ready? "When the Lord God made the heavens and the earth, there were no plants or grain growing on the earth, for the Lord God had not sent any rain, and no one was there to cultivate the soil. But water came up out of the ground and watered all the land. And the Lord God formed a man's body from the dust of the ground and breathed into it the breath of life, and that man became a living person." I am about to destroy way too many theological tenets that are just absolutely incorrect. And you might not like me, and I still love you, okay? And you don't have to agree. On this show, you're not required to agree with everything I say. I don't agree with everything I said 30 years ago. Because 30 years ago, I was 32. Now I'm 62. And if I could go back in time, I would smack me. That's not the point. What you find out when you get into Genesis 2 is the Bible is not chronological. Let me say that again. Since we are in chapter 2 of Genesis, and most people miss this, and then they get into the book of Revelation, and they say it must be chronological, and it's like Genesis isn't chronological. How is any other book required to be chronological? Amazing in my mind. Here's what happens. God creates the earth. He creates all the different stuff on the earth. We went through it. He creates this on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Day 7, he rests. Now we're in chapter 2, and what do? We're going back to before mankind was created. We're going back before the sixth day. Now, I don't know if you're following this or not, and I'm hoping you are, but that is not chronological. See, chronological would be Adam and Eve are created. Now we're in chapter 2. We're picking it up from when they were created. Here we go. That's not what the book does. It says, "When the Lord God made the heavens and the earth, there were no plants or grain." Actually, so it was actually prior to day 5. And nobody there to cultivate the ground. So he formed man's body from the dust of the ground. Why I want to say this is because it's important for you to understand. In the book of Genesis, it's not chronological. It's going backwards now. Let me explain something to you. There's nothing weird about that. There's nothing bizarre. This isn't, you know, when it talks about Chronicles is the first and second Chronicles. That's chronological. That's why it's called Chronicles. But Genesis chapter 2 is going back. We're going back now before Adam was even born. Or created, I meant. And so before he's even created, now we're going the other way.
So the reason that I bring that up is to show you straight in Scripture, you don't just, everybody knows, you watch The Odd Couple, you don't just assume, blah, 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 blah. God is making it absolutely clear in Genesis. This is not a chronological writing all the way through. It's not how it works. How it works is God is communicating from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 what he wants us to know. And he does that in different sections and different elements that he brings forward to us. Now we're going to take a glimpse backwards, prior to Adam. Which is kind of cool, because then you read this, you read chapter one, you think that's it, and then people just focus in on chapter three. It's like there is a chapter two, and in chapter two, Adam ain't there in the beginning. There's no argue. You can't argue with that. That's just the truth. And so because of that, you go, okay, well, I need to learn that the way that God communicates, it's not always one, 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 then do, 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 do. That's not how it goes. And he communicates the way he wants. And if you don't like it, that's tough. It's like, it doesn't matter, because that's what happens. Because now we're going to look at that. And then when I come back, I'm going to say something, and it's going to be a little political, but you can't get mad about it because there's nothing going to change in that. I can't do anything about that. But first, I'm going to do the trivia question. And the trivia question is, how many chapters are in the book of Revelation? And the answer is 22. 22 chapters. That's why I said Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, because it's 22 chapters there. We'll take our break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is really important stuff, so I don't want to, by any means, fail to communicate it. So I'm going to kind of run it back through so you can follow it and just pick up on a point or two. As they rode, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" "You can," Philip answered, "if you believe with all your heart." And the eunuch replied, "I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he can, right? So he ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down to the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. And I want to just, this is, and then I got one more point. That's why I split it up this way. Here's the thing, and I know it's ridiculous to say, but I'm going to say it to you, and it's important for you to recognize. There's a lot of trials going on right now in the world, in your life, in your family, in different people's lives. I understand it happens for me too, okay? I got a daughter who's going through the mill. I got a son who's recovering from COVID. You know, you've got all these things going on and people that we love having a hard time going through the up and the down. And you know there's a lot of that stuff going on. I understand. But there is another part of me that also understands this text. The eunuch never saw him again but went on his way rejoicing. Why was he rejoicing? Because he's saved. That's why. And all the stuff that we go through, it's a drag. It's like, rrr. But there is coming this moment where the fullness of the redemption, of the salvation that's been granted to us by grace, received by faith from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, we're going to get the fullness of that. We'll be dancing on streets of gold. There won't be any more pain. There won't be any more sorrow. There won't be any more memory of all of the ridiculousness. And it will be awesome. And if that's not a reason to rejoice, then we have lost our minds. We're going through a difficult spot, and not every spot's difficult, let's at least be honest, but if you're going through it for 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 years, it has its moments. But there is a salvation that is eternal, that doesn't have a limit to the number, and this is, and I still say that what Rick Warren wrote in the Purpose-Driven Life, that first page is the best page of the entire book. You know, your life is like a 1/16th or 1/32nd of an inch on a 100-mile-long piece of tape. That's what this life is. And it's important for us to understand that we have a cause for rejoicing. And for all of the pain and the sorrow, there's nobody that ought to rejoice more than us.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground.
Oh, welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Let's get our last trivia question in. It's this: how many coins did the poor widow deposit in the treasury? Was it 3, 2, or 7 coins? How many coins did the poor widow deposit in the treasury? Is it 3, 2, or 7 coins? Your reference point, Mark chapter 12, verse 42. See, I could have asked you the value, but then we'd been really into getting into deep weeds. How many coins did the poor widow deposit in the treasury? Was it 3, 2, or 7? According to Mark chapter 12, verse 42. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. Send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to do history.
Let's go live it in the past.
All right, so this one's for Aunt Deb. It's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. Okay, good luck with that, Deb. That's all I'm going to say, okay? Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't know what to say.
Well, I can't celebrate. I don't have a cat.
There you go. It's also National Blonde Brownie Day. I'm a brownie fan. It doesn't matter what it is, where it is, how it is. I don't even care if it has stuff in it that I don't like. I like it because it's a brownie. That's just all there is to it, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Brownies and pizza. I just don't want to hear anything else. It's just the most brilliant thing in the world. It's also National Hot Sauce Day, and I happen to be a big fan of Tabasco sauce. I know. And there's the other kind of – I know. But I like them all. I'm a hot sauce fan. And then National Polka Dot Day. I got nothing. What do you want? I have nothing for that. I don't have any wisdom, nothing.
So like St. Patrick's Day, where if you're not wearing a polka dot shirt, you get pinched? Is that?
I don't think it's that popular. That's what I'm
right.
going to go with, right? 1973, George Foreman wins the title. Boxing champion George Foreman wins his first heavyweight title match, stopping Joe Frazier with a second-round knockout. And let's see. Not interesting. That's all. I have to find it interesting. I'm sorry. Your trivia question: how many coins did the poor widow deposit in the treasury? Was it 3, 2, or 7? According to Mark chapter 12, verse 42, if you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So you have all that available for you. So everything will be back on normal. Should be nothing bizarro that I'm aware of. No new things coming up. We'll just be heading. I've got another book that I'm going to have to choose from. So I think we'll probably start to insert the Book of Revelation pretty soon, which should create quite a fury for some. We will be teaching all four points of view at the same time. That's right. There's four. There's probably more, but I'm just going to teach the main four. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Is that correct?
We have a phrase report.
Oh, well, let's send them through. Let's do that. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary and Sheila. I called you earlier about my water coming up in my house.
Okay. How you doing?
It's better. I was able to go around the house with a shovel, and I dug around the side of the house, and it's just gushing out from under the house, and I think that's going to help me. And the neighbors have built I love my neighbors, but they built a slab out there, and I think it's keeping my backyard from draining. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, brother. That's pretty fast, isn't it?
That helps. That's helped. I'm praying that will be, that will work when it starts raining, that'll just come out from under the house right there, because it's gushing out of there. I haven't quite got it out of the floor yet, but it's starting to come out. I've dumped quite a bit, but I just want to praise the Lord. You know, Lord's good. Lord's
Amen,
good.
Brother. Amen. The Lord is good. Thank you for calling and sharing that. It's awesome.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
All right. See that? All right. There you go. See? Pray, ask, help, wisdom, boom. If that doesn't work that way, well, it won't work that way if you don't ask.
I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to leave that there. We only got like 3 minutes left. Is that somebody else on the trip? Is that the same person? Do we got? Is there another person in history? I don't know what we got going on. I do want to do this teaching. Is there another? Is there somebody else on the line? Okay, will I answer a trivia question? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your little brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Okay, what's the trivia question?
Say, wait, you got a lot of echo there. Say that again.
What is the trivia question?
The trivia question is, how many coins did the poor woman deposit in the treasury?
Two copper coins.
Two coins it is! Amen, brother. How are things going?
Good. Yeah, just keep praying for God's protection and good health.
Okay, and daughter doing better?
She's getting there. My wife is almost fully recovered, but my daughter is getting there.
Okay. Well, let's pray over that. Anything else?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Pray for me too. Lord will keep me in a good health.
Okay. Father, we come before you right now, lift up our brother to you, and we ask you to bless him. Bless him, Lord, with opportunity, financial blessing, grace, physical health for his daughter, complete finishing health for his wife, for his whole family, and for his heart and his spirit. Lift him up. Lord, he needs to be encouraged, and you are the God of encouragement. And we just pray that you would pour into him a joy that comes from knowing that you are committed to us and that you will never abandon us, even if we don't get what you're doing, that we still trust you past what we see because we walk by faith and not by sight, and that you would bless him and just pour yourself in your presence and your grace upon him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, brother. Love
Thank you,
in the
brother.
Lord. All right, you God take bless. Care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so that show didn't go anything like I thought it was going to go, which just tells you it's a typical show for us. There you go. All right, we're going to be done for today. We'll pick it back up tomorrow. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.